Welcome to the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs. You'll hear insights and ideas from the world's top entrepreneurs and thought leaders,
designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle.
Now here's your host, Steve Cypress.
Hello, it's Foundation Friday, January 26, 2018. Steve Cypress here. Thanks for being here. The end of another spectacularly beautiful winter day here in Arizona. High around 75 degrees and not even a wisp of any wind, so no wind chill factor from there. Down here in Arizona, just another spectacular, beautiful, ugly Hawaiian shirt wearing day. Rhino of the Day is a page from an alliteration coloring book where every page, you can see on the back, it has SS, and this page has RR, and that stands, in this case, for Rhino's Riding. So I know you can see through it a little bit, but there it is, two rhinos riding bicycles, the Rhinos of the Day for January 26th, 2018. So today's foundational tip is the two sales that you need to make, and so many people who are selling products or services now do not make both of these sales. They focus on just one, not the other, and therefore they fail to gain the customer or the client or patient or member or whatever it is in your business. So this has to do with any time that the prospect is going to be involved in getting the desired result that the prospect wants. So if you have a completely done-for-you business, then you don't have to make both of these sales. So for instance, let's say you're in the auto repair business and someone comes in for to change their brakes. Well, they don't have anything to do with the changing of the brakes. So all they have to believe is you can do a good job changing the brakes. You can get the result without them. So if they are not involved in getting the result, they have to convince themselves, whatever it is, that you can do the job. Great. But I'm in the business of consulting, advising, coaching, helping people. And so this goes for anybody that is offering help through software, through courses, books, speaking, coaching, consulting, advising, attorneys, doctors, weight loss. For instance, you'll see a lot of weight loss commercials now in January at the beginning of the year, and they're making both of these sales, okay? And both of the sales are that the prospect has to be convinced, and ideally they convince themselves, of course, because I don't do any convincing of people. They have to convince themselves of both things. Number one, that you can do what you say you can do. But number two, that they can do it as well. See, if they're involved at all, they have to believe they can do it. And so many times, prospects do not believe that they can get the result, even with your help, even when they know that you've helped many other people in the exact same situation and circumstance get the desired result that they desire. So you don't have to convince them that you can do it. They still can't pull the trigger a lot of times because they don't believe in themselves, which is perfectly fine and extremely common. I've been there many times myself. So, for instance, let's say weight loss. You see the weight loss commercial, and they're not only saying, hey, they're showing, you know, I lost 50 pounds, and I lost 30 pounds, and I lost 25 pounds, and I lost this, and I did that, and 30 days I went from this to that, and whatever. That's great. So now you're convinced that Weight Watchers or Slim Fast, whatever the heck these things are, that it works. It works for them. It works for somebody. The question every prospect is then asking themselves, will it work for me? And so these TV commercials or weight loss commercials or ads, they're going to make this sale by saying things like, hey, the food is delicious. See, they're helping the prospect convince himself, hey, I can do that because the food's delicious. That overcomes my objection of like, I don't know if I can do this because if the food doesn't taste good, I just can't eat it and then it won't work for me. Or maybe it's too complicated to count up all those calories and charts and so they're going to go, no calorie counting. This is really simple. We deliver the prepaid food meals or we tell you exactly what ingredients or what pills to take at what time and it's foolproof. They're helping you convince yourself that you can do it. Okay, so a lot of times, so I'm talking today to a prospect. The prospect, another great way to help avoid having to convince somebody that you can get the desired result. You help them first. I do a 25K in 25 minutes. I guarantee to find any business owner $25,000 or more, it's usually a lot more, in 25-minute consultation. So once I help them with that, they know I can help them. You can find me all over the Internet with hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of success stories and testimonials. And I'm on here every single day with another video. And anyone that watches, I hear it all the time. Hey, I watched your videos. I put that to use. It worked. I made money. People know I can help them. Why, when they reach out to me, or why they don't even reach out to me? I mean, if they reach out to me, they certainly know I can help them. Still having trouble overcoming believing in themselves that they can do it. They know I can give them the right advice, but then they got to believe, can they take that advice? Can they implement it? Can they do it correctly? Can they put it to the right use? And that's, you know, I can help people, you know, coach them along, but I'm not going to convince somebody that they can do it. I'm not that person. I'm not going to, you know, rah, rah, yes, you can do it. You can do it. You can do it. I might just ask them questions like, you know, have you ever done anything before where you doubted whether you could do it first? So you doubted whether you could, swim underwater the length of the pool, but then you dove in and you did it. Or did you ever, you know, think you couldn't make the team, but then you practiced and worked out and lifted weights and you made the team? Like, helping people overcome the self-doubt, that's the second sale that most people don't make. They'll continue to harp when somebody is on the fence. Hey, Chris is here, and who else? I see some other people came up. George is here, CJ, Phil Brakefield, great seeing all of you. And so I'll finish with that so many people will try and convince people how good they are. How good their product or service is. No, my software's great. My software can do this. They know your software works. They know it's worked for lots of people and it's worked for lots of businesses, lots of situations. But they're not sure, can I make the software work? You know, I'm not that good with technology and I'm not that detail-oriented. I don't know if I can make the software work. So a lot of times, people spend their time, business owners, we spend our time making the wrong sale. We're trying to convince somebody that our thing is good. They already believe that. A lot of the time, almost all the time that a prospect is at the point of sale, at the cash register, or asking buying questions like, how much is it, and how soon can I get it, and they're already convinced it works. Now they just can't pull the trigger because they're at the chiropractor. Chiropractors, you see the before and after pictures all over the wall. They got written up in all the newspapers and this and that about how they can help this. They got all their degrees. They've been in business 30 years. They know they can help somebody who has that condition. But then they're wondering, gee, will I show up every day for this treatment? And will I eat right and sleep right? And when he says to go home and do these exercises, will I do it? I mean, I don't know if I'll get the desired result. It's not because of the chiropractor. It's because of the prospect. I've been there. You've likely been there. Understand that feeling is very real. It's very common. It's understandable. I've been there. Everyone's been there. So it's not like, I've seen salespeople. I've trained thousands of salespeople, and they'll get all defensive and going like, so you don't believe that I can do what I say? No, they do. That's not why they're not pulling the trigger. They don't believe that they can get the result, even with your help. And that's where, especially in my position, being an advisor, a consultant, a coach, I can help coach them through that. However, I also, almost always, I tell people straight out. I said, like, you know, it's possible that we're not right to work together. You have a valid belief that you're not sure you can do it, even with my help. Then we should not be working together. Cut and dry. No problem. There's, you know, millions of people out there. There's thousands and thousands of prospects for me. I've made the mistake in the past. I do not want to bring someone in that does not believe that they'll take the right action based on the great advice that I give them, and therefore they get the result. They'll get the great advice I give. I give great advice to everybody. Some people take it. Some people don't. Hopefully you're taking the advice when you watch these videos and you put it to use. And you have a better lifestyle, and you make more money. Lincoln is here, too. Great seeing you. So I don't see any questions, comments, concerns. Do you agree, disagree, believe me? Am I right, wrong, maybe, sort of, little off track, right on, whatever it is, hit up a comment, and I read them all, and I respond when appropriate, and or hopefully sometime you'll come on when I'm live here and I can answer it right on the camera. But otherwise, thanks for watching live. Thanks for everyone on the replay. I'll be back tomorrow with Success Story Saturday, and I have a fun story to share with a business building tip all wrapped into one. And I hope you'll join me then. So enjoy the rest of the day wherever you are. I'm about to enjoy another beautiful sunset here in sunny Arizona, and I'll catch you tomorrow, Success Story Saturday. Bye-bye.
Thank you for joining us today on the Rhino Daily Podcast, the daily podcast for sharp entrepreneurs hosted by Steve Cypress. Join us tomorrow for another exciting episode designed to help you increase your profits and improve your lifestyle. Also, go to rhinodaily.com for more great business exploding tips, strategies, and tactics from the world's top experts. Plus, snag your free copy of Money Making Monthly Magazine.
Goodbye.